Well, good afternoon. Who's on, please?
Hey, Rob. It's Ken Caulfield.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Doing good. I've got the rest of my family members picking up the line right now.
Excellent.
Hey, Rob. Ed Caulfield.
Hey, Rob. Chris is here, too.
How are you? How have you been?
I've been well, thank you. How about you all?
I think we're all good.
Yeah.
I think we're all good.
A blessing.
Absolutely a blessing.
So Eddie's a brand new grandfather, so he has extra blessings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Totally enjoying it.
Tell me about the grandchild.
Baby girl born about a week ago or 8 days ago. And to my oldest son and his wife, and her name is Sabina, and she's a little peanut, very good baby, sleeps, wakes up and cries when she's hungry, goes through a feeding, goes back to sleep. So it's like perfect for them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You have grandkids?
I have one. I have a daughter, a granddaughter. She's gonna be three in February.
Wow, a very fun age for sure.
The love of my life, you know.
I'll bet steals your heart. You're wrapped around a finger.
Oh yeah, whatever she wants, you know. I've got to behave.
Exactly.
My daughter. We gave her her first ice cream, and my daughter lectured my wife for an hour.
Wow.
Why sugar? Good.
Yeah, well. So, try sherbet next time.
Right, right. We're learning good grandparents, but we have so much fun with her.
Yeah,
anyway,
good.
So we've had quite a nice span of time to get things moving. How is Supernova and the progress that you've made? I'd love it in detail if you could give it to me.
All right. You want to grab that, Ken?
Well, I mean, I think we covered a pretty good update last month, and not a ton has changed in that month. We spent most of the time in between last month and this month working on that 30, 60, 90-day business plan for each vice president hat. I would say we're still... And we're having discussions about this amongst the team, and we're sort of using the business plan sort of as like a goal-based thing to then form an action plan and then get everything back on track and where we want it to. But I would describe it as we are very good at maintaining right now the 12-4-2 process with the calls and the reviews and the in-person meetings. We're all very diligent with those, and not a lot of people are rescheduling, and the calls are happening, and the service is really good. But there's a lot of other aspects of the Supernova process that we really want to get up to snuff. All the, you know, the vice president roles, the Monday, Friday meetings, the game board,
24-month calendar.
Yeah, the folder process with the assistant, you know, our mastermind groups are two niches each, you know, working on centers of influence, like all, like, yeah, well, the most of the, like, half of phase two and all of phase three is, and so I'm sort of looking at it as like an iterative process. We took our first swipe at it, and we locked into some stuff. But it's almost like I want to, as a team, go back, listen to our recorded calls, and take our second stab at it, and hopefully pick up more this time. And it's like just a learning process that we keep adding to when we go through it again. And I was sort of using the 30, 60, 90-day business plan to set goals, and hopefully when we're doing our Monday, Friday meetings, we'll be reporting on those and just staying on top of them and getting getting to where we want to be.
Right, right. Have you been able to separate the two meetings, one kind of the giving meeting and the other one the vice president meeting, you know?
If you could spend a minute or two on what each meeting should be, I think that would be helpful for us.
Yeah.
Well, my recommendation is no meeting should go more than 45 minutes, okay? I had to work on a team that was just going, 2 hours in their meetings, and I said, it's just not necessary. Let's get prepared and give you reports and get out of there. And you can even make them stand-up meetings if you want them to be even more effective in terms of time management. But the Monday meeting should be about the giving board or the game board. And it should be each person reporting as an individual on how they did in terms of their goals in meeting with centers of influence and how were you able to help the center of influence. Meeting with clients, how were you able to meet with clients and help them? Connecting people, making things happen that were positive and creating energy around acquisition. That's really what the giving board is all about, the game board. And the Friday meeting, again, is about each vice president reporting on their 30, 60, 90-day plan.
All right.
Okay, so that should not be about, it should be the vice president of marketing getting up and saying, this is how we did, versus our plan this week on acquisition. This is how we did on planning based on our...
Okay.
All right, so it shouldn't be just Ken. You shouldn't be, having to, you can call the meeting, you can facilitate the meeting, but these meetings are about everybody on the team reporting in on how they're doing in their particular area of responsibility.
Okay.
Now, the daily meetings should happen no more than 10 to 15 minutes, stand up at your CSA's desk, and it should be a huddle up. What's going on today? What crisis do we have? Who's coming in? Is there anything we need to do or know about that we may not know about? Is there anything holding anybody up? Is there any problems? And get those things resolved and then back to work.
One of the ideas, when we were talking about meetings, Kenny had an idea. And he thought that since for the last 6 months we've been doing the calls and the meetings, and I feel comfortable with what we've accomplished there. And we all have a feeling of control now, which is great, which is why we really want to start delving into acquisition and the game boards and all that stuff. With regard to the meetings, Kenny thought that, since I'm talking to certain clients routinely, he's talking to other clients routinely, and Chris is doing the same, that at one of these meetings we maybe review who each team member is going to call so that there could be some further input from other team members as to what they might be looking for in that conversation. Would you incorporate that into one of these Monday Fridays, or which one would it be? I'm guessing.
I would just put that in the daily meeting.
The dailies, okay.
Yeah. This is who I'm talking to today. These are the three people I'm talking to, or four people I'm talking to. Anybody have any input?
Right.
We should have a short daily meeting, 10, 15 minutes?
Yep, every day.
Okay. All right.
This is who's coming in. Anybody got any,
Right.
We're ready for the review. I'm doing it. Anybody got some feedback for Mrs. Smith? Nope. Good. Okay. Yes. you know, last time I talked to her, she wanted da-da-da. It's in the notes, but I just wanted to bring it up. You know,
okay.
If you read the notes and the notes are good,
right,
and you've got
exactly.
an executive summary from every call, then you really shouldn't have too much to talk about.
Right. Just a thought. You know, somebody might have a thought. Read the notes differently and say, hey, did you think about this? You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, that's great. You know.
Yeah.
She seems a little concerned about this. It's just something you wouldn't necessarily
right.
pick up from the notes.
Right. Okay, good.
You know, I mean, I just, I'm thinking about doing a grant, right? And I'd love some feedback from, you know, different people. That, and I forget to do it. And if my FA, you know, had done a plus and minus on grants, you know, what are the good, what are the benefits,
right.
what are the things,
strengths and weaknesses, right?
Yeah, that would be, you know. So if you were somebody else was talking to Rob Knapp and say, hey, he's really concerned about this grant, he'd like to do it, but he just isn't educated on it. Why don't we, you know, make sure you cover that this on this call?
Okay, good. All right, so that's that's better advice for the Monday, Fridays, and the dailies. We're doing a little bit differently, but this is good.
Now, I know last call, we basically got the homework assignment with the 30, 60, 90-day plan. Rob, did you, like, envision us going over that together, like, for the consultant-client point of view? I mean, we went through it as a team together.
Yeah, I'd love, you know, if you've done it in writing, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I sent it to yourself, Cindy, and Lori yesterday.
Oh, okay. And you sent it to me. Okay, I'll dig it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things don't get through because of... Right, if... why don't you send it to my Gmail account?
Okay. Let me find that.
Gmail. rdnapp@gmail.com. Sometimes.
What was the Gmail address?
rdnapp@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Is that typically a better email?
No, it's just sometimes, you know, things get stuck in.
Yeah. Right, I forwarded it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Got it.
Here we could do it, like, next call or maybe do another call. I don't know if you wanted to review it before we go through it.
Yeah, I'd love to. But it really was the homework, so I'm... Well, let me ask you a question. What did you learn from doing it?
Well, I learn that we have a lot of work in front of us. I was doing it more of it was just a good assignment to flesh out a lot of the things that we want to do, put it down on paper, and then just trying to assign a realistic goal to it. I'm just wrapping our sort of brains and arms around this whole process. I think I'm viewing it as a sort of a two-step process, because since this is sort of goal-oriented, it's not really action-oriented. And so I think I'm going to need to build an action plan as well as to here's what we're working on, here's maybe some due dates, here's a priority list. And, you know, it's by each VP, and then we'll be reporting on those each Friday.
That's awesome. That's exactly what you need to do.
Yeah, I think that's what we – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, you guys know. I mean, the reality is you're 50% towards reaching your goal if you just write it down. Because you own it then.
Right.
And it's part of your brain, you know.
Right.
And then
right.
what you want to – you want to have it in front of your brain somehow. And for, you know, in some cases, you can, when I was working, my nephew was an investment banker, and they had a flip chart next to their desk in every team that was working on projects. And on those flip charts was what the things they absolutely had to get done by certain dates and things. So you can, you know, that can be something that you put up either on the scoreboard.
Yeah, whiteboard or something with, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I think, you know, when Kenny puts together the action plan, what it fleshed out, this 30, 60-day, 90-day business plan, is we had discussions about all the VP positions and what they need to do now that we have the, you know, the contact part down, so that we can start basically to, you know, acquire a business and get better handle on everything. So we need to next put together, and it could be the flip chart, it could be the whiteboard, but as Kenny said, you know, go through this plan again, pull out the tasks that are mandated, prioritize them, give ownership of each one to one of the VPs, and he has it broken down by brand management and planning, et cetera. And then, I guess, due dates on that. And we probably should follow that up with the weekly calls. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's really what your Friday meeting is about. I mean, this is the Friday meeting. Every Friday,
okay,
you guys meet and you go through how we're doing on our 30-day plan, right? But broken down by weekly.
Right.
So if I took the 30-day thing and I put it into four chunks, and now we're meeting Friday, and how are we doing? And
right,
we're ahead of plan. You know, everybody's ahead of plan, all right down the board. Great. And that's how you really, that's how, you know, every team
right,
that's got projects, if you guys were working for Google and you were on a project, this is how you do it. And you'd be evaluated on how you did and how you kept up on the plan in order to reach your goals. And you know you had a timeline and somebody's watching it all the time. And so
right,
that's the way we should operate as a business. And, you know, there's one team out of every 1,000 teams that actually does something like this. So you're very unique in that this appeals to you, you understand it, you've got the patience for it, you see the benefits of it, and you're progressing towards it. And I can't tell you how unique you guys are. And I think you've got an opportunity to market yourselves within your company as a supreme team. And so, you know, one of the things that I did as a manager and as a district director was identify superior teams and then get them on the road and have them teach others how to do what they do.
Right.
And the benefits are far-ranging in doing that. You become better because you've got to teach it. You become referable. And I just was coaching a team, and I really made some suggestions to them about internally marketing themselves and meeting with some centers of influence within their own firm. They did it, and they got some amazing referrals.
Hmm.
So having a brand, look, nobody's willing to do what you guys are willing to do. That's the truth, okay? You're really good at what you do. You need to get credit for that. You're going to get referred internally because of that. So my suggestion is to go at this stuff as seriously as you're doing it with the intention of being the premier team in the firm in terms of organization. You can't be number one in terms of revenues and assets and things like that yet. But you sure as heck can be in terms of professionalism, organization, structure, process, service. And that's pretty good, okay?
Yeah. No, I understand that. That's I never thought about that. an internal side of it. How much time do we have, Rob?
We give you a half an hour, but
I wanted it because I hate to switch horses, but I wanted to present.
I get it. You guys are on track for this, so just keep pushing it, and I'll spend some time and go through it, and I'd love to see the action plans that come out of this too.
Good, we'll get that to you. My area is the center of influence. I'm on a board. It's a historical society. I've been asked to be the vice president of development, which means it's pretty much everything that has anything to do with revenue generation for the organization. It is a wealthy community. It's not a well-organized organization. So I'm rebuilding their database, and I'm looking at Salesforce.com and a few other things. And we've kind of there's a project that's just been dropped into our laps that I have to work on too, which has to do with the acquisition of a historic building, which I'm working on. So it's I was wondering if you have or your clientele that has any experience where all of a sudden they're put in charge of fundraising a very wealthy community or membership, let's call it, a wealthy membership, where they've got access to that membership wearing the hat as the vice president of development, and how that might be, might be either paralleled or evolve into a marketing opportunity for my team.
It's a good, great question. If you look on the, if you go to the website and look on their social prospecting, I did a webinar on how to develop yourselves in working with nonprofit organizations.
Oh, really?
And the basic premise is this is, again, focusing on being of help, being of service, focusing on that with the intention of becoming, when you join an organization, do it because of all the right reasons. You like it, you like the people, you're interested, and you're passionate about it. Then it becomes easy. It's a 7-year process. You start out, joining the organization. You're on a committee. You finally become vice president of development. The two that are important and where you can really make a contribution are vice president of finance and vice president of development. Vice president of development is where all the money is. It gives you access to an unbelievable prospecting list. But the point is that you do a good job in each one of these. You then become president of the organization, you lead it well for a couple of years, and then you move on. And you do this over time, and you build a reputation as a doer in your community, not as just somebody that's there to get business. So the way to do it is to do a good job doing the job.
Okay. Right.
And so don't do it in order to get the list to prospect.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want, just so we get the timeline right, I am at that point now. I've been doing it for 4 years. I've got a good reputation. I've done things that they couldn't get done. So I have a very good reputation. But now there is this world in front of me of members, many of which don't know me, I guess, who could be great prospects. So do you just continue just doing the job of okay, fine. That's good.
So here's how you do it. You, along with the director, right? There's a director of the organization. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, you're calling on these prospects in order to get them to commit to a 5-year contribution of, $100,000 a year, you know, or whatever it is, right? So you go and you have him or you call and set up a lunch. The two of you go, you make your pitch, and you get the order. And then you bring it back, and everybody celebrates, and you go on and do another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the director loves you, and every other person in the entire board loves you, because guess what? They'll do anything except ask for money. Everybody gets on board, I'll do anything except ask for money. And you go, I'll do anything including ask for money. And they go, you're a god, okay? Because you've kept the place going, and we bought this building because you raised the money, and guess what then? They see you as a leader. They see you as a person that they would entrust with their capital. And when you meet with them and you have lunch, then you know them. You've met with them. You see them again at some other, you invite them to the gala. You know, you see them at their table. You meet their wife. You become friends. And they ask your wife if you would mind giving them a call. You know, it's weird how it goes. My wife used to carry cards because the wives would come up to her and say, my husband desperately needs help, but he won't ask Rob.
That's a good idea.
So she'd hand them a card, and they'd call me, you know, or I'd call them or whatever.
Right.
And then they weren't embarrassed that they needed help. So it's one of those things that and I can show you how to be a little more aggressive, but the basic principle is there, you know, and is to make friends with these people. And then you have lunch with them, and you ask them about their business. And then they ask you about your business. And you end up doing business together.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I was just looking to see if there was a silver bullet or a best practice, or here's a guy and this is what he does.
I've studied the people that are masters of this process, and that's all they did. I asked a gal one time, I said, how do you prospect? She said, I really don't. I said, well, tell me where your business comes from. She said, I don't know. I'll look. And 35% of her business came from social prospecting. And what she did was go from board to board and serve the community. Her dad was on, it was a regional firm. Their name was on the title. It was her name, you know, on the marquee. And so her job was to help the community. And that's where the business came from. And she never prospected other than that. And she told me exactly what I just said to you. She'd spend 7 years on a board and move on to the next one. She was completely unconsciously competent. She was very, very good at what she did, but she had no idea what she was doing.
That's pretty funny. Well, good. That gives me – yeah, it's great. It's great. I just didn't want to make any mistakes. I think I'm in a very – I'm in a catbird seat right now.
Yeah, you are. And you've been let into that because you've done a good job, see?
Right.
FAs typically don't join boards, first of all. When they do, all they do is go to the meetings. They're hardly on the committees. They don't show up. They don't do a good job. And then they expect to get referrals.
Yes.
See? So you do the opposite and think of it as your community. You own it. You're one of the movers and shakers in the community. And you're trying to make it a better place. When you have that attitude, then people entrust you with their capital.
Yeah. Okay, good. All set.
We get back to this whole concept of giving and, you know, this whole mindset of when I'm prospecting, I'm not thinking about getting, I'm thinking about giving. How can I help this person? How can I help this center of influence?
Right.
One thing you can do, and this sounds a little self-serving, but you could literally take what you've learned here and you've paid good money for and give it away to them. you could say, look, I hired a consultant. Here's his book. I want you to read the book. Then I want to talk about how it might
affect your practice.
Affect your practice. Because I've gone through it, and I will tell you something. It's really done amazing things for our practice. I feel so much more confident. Our service model is excellent. It's just brought us together as a team. You know, we're working together, communicating better, and so on. So I think, you know, when you're sitting, people say to me, what do I talk about monthly with my centers of influence? Said, why don't you teach them Supernova? I said, every practice needs it. You know, my concierge physician, you know, I finished my physical, right? Spent half a day with me, did a great job. We had about four or five items that were going to be followed up on. And guess what? I never got a follow-up. Okay? No executive summary of what we were going to do. Who's responsible for what? So am I supposed to now go back to him after paying him, you know, $5,000 to get an executive summary? You know, so it's everybody needs the basic premise of Supernova, where you close the loop completely. You have an agenda, you then have an executive summary. And you follow through on each item. And guess what? Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just one little piece of Supernova. So think how much we've got to share that you've learned that is just basic common sense, but it's common sense in writing.
Yeah. All right, excellent.
Okay, so you can do that with your organization. I mean, think about it. You meet with a potential benefactor, right?
Right.
And you send a note ahead of time. Love to meet with you. This is what we're going to be discussing. Here's the information. You can be prepared. You know, rather than hitting him cold, you send him a brochure on what you want to talk about with a nice letter. You meet with him with your director, and then you know, if there's follow-up, you send him an executive summary of what needs to be followed up. And guess who can do that? The executive director can do all of that and just copy you in.
Yeah.
So you teach him how to be a good executive director.
Yeah, we have a new one, and she's very good, I think. Very good. So.
But teach her Supernova because she can be better, because it's the same thing. It's the 80-20 rule. 20% of the potential, you know, will give you 80% of your revenues.
Yep.
And rather
no
than
doubt.
Wasting a lot of time on randoms. Focus on the most important people first, because that's people that have given are the people that are going to give.
Yeah. Good. I'm psyched. I really am. It's just a totally different approach from the way I started in the business, and it's a serious opportunity. So I just don't want to mess it up. I won't, but, you know, I just wanted to check. So if you think of anything else, send me an email. I'll send you so we can keep in touch.
Yeah.
I'll let you know, you know, if I hit any roadblocks and you can help me through them.
One of the things that you guys might do for me is, I mean, you're going to be a great, you're a great team, and therefore for me, you can be a big help in terms of testimonials. But right now, with the Department of Labor, a lot of managers and FAs are kind of running around going, how the hell do I do this? And what I've found from some panic calls from managers is that they've heard about Supernova. They don't know how to go about getting involved with Supernova. I think Supernova, frankly, solves every issue that teams have with Department of Labor. I mean, it's just we were ready, you know, 10 years ago, and it's now they've come around to where we are. So if you have, you know, those discussions, please don't keep me a secret.
No, you know, not at all.
Yeah, share
not,
with them.
Not at all.
If you don't mind, if I get some calls from other managers or other offices, if you guys wouldn't mind,
Not at all. Give them my number.
That would be great.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
No problem at all.
That's the connecting thing, you know?
Absolutely. It's team, big team. All right, great.
Okay. So,
excellent.
Yeah, flesh out the, you guys are great at doing your homework. This is fabulous. And now, turn it into action plans and start making those Friday meetings, accountability meetings based on the action plans. And that's where you're going to get the movement. And you know what? Nobody's perfect. You know, nobody's going to have everything done right away. But the faster you get it up and running, the more progress you'll make.
Okay. Good. Excellent. All right.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.